Father, we just bless you, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus, that name that is above every name. That at your name, every knee will bow. Our knees will bow, and our tongues will confess to the glory of the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, Lord, show yourself strong in the service here today. Meet the needs of those that have come in here, Lord. Father, there's people here that have real needs, Lord, and we're asking that you will meet every one of those needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We bless you. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege of gathering together to worship you. And that we do. The King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Let's stand.
It happens when you get a certain age. I know I'm in church, but Lord's watching every minute, so just in case this guy goes off the deep end. Let me see. Everything good there? Okay, Roxanne, that's good. Okay, how's everybody doing this morning?
Good?
You know, I like when Dave said he is here right now. Amen? That's right. Two more gathering your name. There he is in the midst, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I just need a little audience here. I know you're eating Wheaties or Cheerios or whatever we got going here. Praise God. I love it. You know, this is it's
a good.
Ooh. Come on now. You mean in a race? No, I ain't going to race her, I tell you. End up in the hospital, for God's sakes. Anyway. You know, the thing is, too, we've had the prayer already. That's my note. We're going to talk. Next one is the church. Okay. Now, the church is, who is the church?
We.
Hey, okay, some more. We're getting a little bit warmer. We got two or three curtains behind me. Whoever gets the most will go to that curtain probably. Okay? But anyway, what I'm just stating here, the church is us. Amen. And once I said, with two more guys in the name, there he is in the midst. So we know he's here. And, you know, the way we need to hear. I'm just trusting the Lord because I'll tell you, without him, I'm nothing. So I couldn't even stand up here. But I am accountable and responsible to Pastor Matt and Jim for whatever I say up here and do, especially the Lord. Because he's right here, right? Good, good. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Okay, now, the journey. Okay, now I've got three parts: church, journey, and safety of the church in Psalm 46. If we're not going to get to 46 yet, but God wants me to share a couple of things here. Okay, it's Christ's private ministry. Now, I started this probably a year or two ago, but I really haven't had time to talk much about it. But we are on a journey, amen?
Yes,
we are. Okay. Don't forget that either. Things to do in this, okay. Number one, I've got ground rules here. I'm put down. God wanted me to kind of put that down. It's number one. God sets the course we are to take. No two are the same. Okay, that's a husband and wife. Different for the husband, different for the wife. Okay, and a child comes along too. That'll be as long as they're in. They're praying with mom and dad, or a prayer for them. Another time they're in school, they're in bed, or whatever. Parents continue to pick that up, pray for them too, like I'm going to show you in a few minutes. Okay, preparing for your race is your responsibility. Each one has a responsibility for that. Now, I'll tell you as we get going here further. Okay, stripping off excess baggage. And what do you think that baggage might be? Anybody get an idea? Sin. That's right. Okay. So what do? We come to the Lord. The Lord's right here. He said, Lord, forgive me of such and such a sin. He will forgive you, and you'll send it to the farthest part of the earth, the depths of the sea, forgotten. Remember that. But the thing is with us, we never let it go, do we? We kind of like to use that sometimes when we get into an argument sometimes, maybe. We're talking real. Things happen like this. So we kind of look to the Lord for maybe husband and wife pray together, get on the same page. But those things happen. So I'm just stating, okay, stay number three, stay focused on Jesus throughout the race. That's why it's such a narrow path, and we know that too. Keep your eyes on him. He's the way, the truth, the life. He never, ever changes, does he? Amen? Praise God. Okay. And when discouraged, think of all Jesus endured on my behalf. That's number four. What do you think he did? Died on the cross. That's one. Okay. Good. Praise God. See, this is what I want. Someone wants an involvement here. So, right? By his stripes, he's healed. We're healed by his stripes, excuse me. But that's the whole thing. And the thing is, the cross, I say, mostly, God had me think of that pretty much, but there's a lot of other things that we're all going through, amen? And we need some relief, and he is it. So we don't need to go to something else, or some idol worship, or anything else, like the Old Testament, things like that. We know that. We've read it, so we know it doesn't work. He's faithful, amen? Okay, and then the last one, number five, no matter what life brings, never quit. And God says, and don't give up. Never quit and don't give up.
Keep on keeping
up. Okay. God's got your back, as they say. I'm not saying I don't take too much from out there, but the idea is I'm just using that because we've all heard that before. And he's faithful. Now, one thing I'd like to do, I'm just going to, let me see. Don't worry, it's not a game we're playing, but Kaylee, he is in you is greater than?
World.
Amen, praise God. See, those type of things, I'm talking young, this young lady right here, we got a young man over here in the corner, we got another young man right here too. These young people are really important. God talks about prayer. Okay, every single one here. Trent, all of them, I'm sorry to use your name. I'm just trying the idea of going on. And now we got grandparents. And we pray. I know they love to pray. Keep on doing that. But just the ones that are here right now. Pray for them. See, moms and dads, like I said a little bit earlier, dad's got stuff. And we all got stuff in our life. And we need prayer for that. Don't forget that. Mom's same thing. See, but that's why I say two different ones, a father and a mother, and now his child. A certain one, I'm just sitting a certain age, but the thing is, too, as long as we're praying together as a family, as a group, yeah, so two more again, your name, there he is in the midst. Once I say that, he wants to bring fruit to all of us. And the thing is, the only way you do it is if we take action, and that prayer. Time is really essential to do those type of things, and the young ones are our future, and we gotta really hang on to that. So I thank the Lord for those opportunities. We gotta ask ourselves: are we having that prayer time on a daily basis? You know what's going on beyond these walls, what's out there around the world, what's in the. And I can just say, but anyway, we know, and our ear gates and eye gates are taking a lot of things in, aren't they? You know, hey, we're curious people. We want to know what's going on in the news. Even though it's oppressive, and that's Satan, full speed ahead, trying to make you so tired from the workplace. There's a physical and there's a mental tiredness. So when you come home, do you really, honestly, true, do you feel like praying during that time? See, that's what Satan's trying to do. So be aware of those type of things. And the thing is, you need to pray. Effectual, firm prayer, righteous man avails much. So we need to continue doing those things we're called to do. And if we do that, you know, things, yes, you're going to be tested. You know, the thing is, too, God was persecuted. It doesn't mean we're not going to be. Because he was, we will be. Okay? But the thing is, too, he also gives favor and blessings. They all come with it, too. So just being a child of God. But also, because we are Christian, we are going to be under attack. And we know that, too, because we've all seen that. I bet you we could all share something on that. But those type of things, like I'm seeing, those young ones are looking at mom and dad right now. And no matter who's leading the prayer in the family, it doesn't matter, but to pray. And you need to do that. And be obedient unto God. That's even though we don't feel like, force yourself. Because my wife and I, in our household, I pray one night, Roxanne prays the next night. We take turns. So things like that. And automatically through the emails, and I thank you for T. Thank you very much for taking that on when Pastor and Kathy are gone. But we need to work at that right away. It's like automatic. It's in our hearts because Holy Spirit lives within. And we need to keep on doing those type of things to get us through. You know, we wake up, you know, joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you really feel that joy? I feel that joy only, basically, when I've got in the Word itself, I've read that, and I've had my prayer time. So reading the Word and prayer is essential. So thing is, I just keep on doing those type of things. And I'll tell you, God will take care. You do what you can, let God do the rest. Okay. The thing is, what we pretty have a hard time right now is men and women can be going on. We can be of leisure, men and women of leisure. And that can happen awful fast if we just follow something else. All of a sudden, we've kind of slipped and fallen away. Maybe don't come to church. The building is, that's a church. That's not the church. We are the church. So we have to always remember that when we're starting to get pulled down, it's just like, you know, it's anything. It's the power of Christ. You know, he's looking within. You got to call out. And he says, ask and you shall receive. Ask not, receive not. So we're calling that on if we need help. So be aware of those type of things. It's really essential, like I say, is breathing. You know, we need to do that type of thing to survive. We do as Christians. And those poor people out there, honestly, you know, that's flesh and blood that's out there. That's the spiritual wickedness, heavenly places. Those things, we got bad demons are battling with our angels. The angels definitely have victory on this. But just the idea is that we are going to hear about that. We're going to face those type of battles ourselves. And what do? If we don't pray up, we don't get ready for those type of things. So that in itself is something that can happen. It can happen like anybody else. So the safety of what we're looking at is Psalm 46. And the safety in the church itself. And it says, God, the refuge of his people and conqueror of the nations. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Okay, what do you think? Do you think you've been in trouble yet? You think it gets a little bit too heavy out there? And who do you call on? Okay. No, what I'm just trying to say, you know, I'm not trying to make it hard. God makes it pretty easy, you know, and it's up to us. Do you really want to do this? You men and women of God, you going to trust him? Are we going to do that? Are we going to let us? Well, my friend over here, he's having a good time. Yeah, you know, I'll make it take a break. Maybe it's people have been rooted in the Word, probably didn't do that. But a young person, like I'm saying, in the schools and what they face. Homeschooling is great. Public school, you pray a lot more. Those people. And, you know, we all know. We know what they're teaching, you know, these teachers' unions and all the other stuff, and what they're trying to teach and change history and all that stuff. I'm sorry, trying to be a political platform here. Not at all. But I know where God's heart is, too. And he's in all of us. Everybody knows him as Lord and Savior. Those type of things happen, and they happen pretty regular. Okay, verse 2, it says, therefore we will not fear. Why? Because we have power, love, and sound mind. Amen. We do that, and he believes, even though the earth, now listen to this, this is going to be a little phrase, even though there's going to be a number of them here, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, can you imagine taking that all on? But God does, amen? He's faithful. But he wants to show us here in the Word this morning. the refuge of his people. You know what that refuge means? Shelter or protection from danger, difficulty. So he knows ahead of time, right? That's from my brother Noah Webster. So, I thought someone was going to address that one. Okay. All right. And it says, can you imagine just dealing with something like that I just read? And it says, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Sure he is. He's faithful. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations rage. The kingdoms are removed. He had his voice, and what happened? Earth melted. Can you imagine that? But that's the power of Christ. He is faithful. So I said, you know, if you receive him as Lord and Savior, you're here today. So all I ask is you got to be able to trust him and believe every move. But you got to be in the Word. You got to. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. See all these things he's doing? Be still and know that I'm God. How about all the busyness that's going on in our lives? Busy, busy, busy. You know, okay, you get summertime, you go get vacation, you get anniversaries, you get birthdays, everybody wants refreshment time, move on, take that time away. It's good. And that's all good. It is. But don't forget God when you're out there. Don't forget him, because he hasn't forgot you, and he's not on vacation at any time. He's 24/7, 365. So those type of things, that's what I love about him. He's a God, and a lot of times I try to say that, you know, men and women about word, the word, yes is yes. If you do those type of things, those answers need to be that way of, yes, I will do it. I will do it in the power of Christ that's within me. You know, I can do all things God strengthens me in. Joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get those type of things if you apply yourself to that, okay? I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He's worthy of all of that, isn't he? Amen? Praise God. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts is with us. He's our refuge. He sure is. Love the Lord very much. Now, what I want to do? I've got added on. I'm sorry we didn't get couldn't share everything. Let me see. I got a couple. Oh, I got some scripture right here just to add on of the safety of this. Also, it's in Exodus 33 verse 22. It says, "So it shall be while my God passes by that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by." Praise God. You know that? Praise God. Isn't that comforting? So comforting? You need that, don't you? Prince of Peace, Comforter, that's what we need. He's everything we'll ever need. So we don't have to look to anything else. And that's, you know, back in the... I see that, you know, during the different wars, you see all the different things going on in people's hearts and minds. Really ignorant because I say it in the right way, because they don't know the word. They don't have him receiving the Lord and Savior. But see, that's why we are. Why we're building up an army here in grace. But the thing is, too, I wanted to say, and I missed it earlier, what also God is saying, he said today in my heart, he told me to do this earlier. He said, okay, he wants me to share with you that. He says, okay, being the church itself, he says, we're going to surround this and we're going to bring it more personal. And what this is Grace Christian Fellowship. And the personal part of it he's talking about today is people single, people, families, Body of Christ at Grace Christian Fellowship. So that right there is everyone here. You're important to him, everyone that's sitting here today. And I know, I asked Kaylee, it's in her, it's greater than he is in the world. So those type of things we need to continue to grasp those things when they come. Okay, next, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. The eternal God is your refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, destroy. And it's done. That's what I love about the Lord. Wow. Okay, another one, Psalm 27:5. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. You talk about safety, so no one will come after you. You know, that's a safe haven, just like in here. You know, because you're getting taught, you're getting fed right now, you're getting nurtured. Then you go out, you go beyond those doors, you're in a mission field immediately. Don't forget that. Right out of your home, same thing. Okay? Psalm 31, verse 20. You shall hide me then in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Those type of things that he knows. He said, write them down, Tom. Keep them in your heart. Go back and when that point ever comes and you forget, refresh. Go back, redo. Stay close to him. Now, Psalm 71, verse 3, be my strong refuge to which I am. I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Another one right there. Rock and fortress. And the last one here I got is on Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord, which is a good place, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. So don't forget any of these things that we've gone over. These days are evil. You need to stay close to the Lord. That's why I'm always talking about start with prayer, reading the Word. You need to communicate. So these things, and you know the thing is, they aren't going to go away. That's a way of life, prayer is. So things like that. And I'm just saying, you know, it's because God's love is here. Sunset in everybody here. It's flowing. And, you know, if he didn't care about you, you know, imagine if he hadn't taken that fool like Tom and got a hold of me and kind of woke me up and shook me a little bit back then, years ago, probably about, I'm saying probably now maybe 40 or a little bit over, 40 years or so. So I won't tell my age, but, you know, you can figure that out from there. But he didn't say you didn't have to be Abraham, but you good with that idea? Maybe Sarah and I'll be Abraham? Okay, all right. No, I'm just joking. But things like that, it goes on. It's a lifestyle. It goes on all of your life. And all the people that you meet during the way, grandchildren, they're looking at grandma and grandpa. They're looking at their moms and dads. So the thing is, it's so important. You're leading, you're in leadership, so to speak. They're looking at you. Yes, you have fun times playing sports and doing things like that with them, but there's always a quiet time. And they're looking and they're listening. I'm telling you, they're smarter than you ever thought they were. Trust me. You know, and so the thing is, too, in our children, the children you raise up right now, so important. It's don't go by. You know, a lot of times, you know, like hug them, kiss them, things like that, and give them a, you know, and pray with them. That's nothing better than that. You know, to see mom and dad doing that for them. And that's an encourager that helps them get through the day because mom and dad took time to do that because they don't get it out there. They don't get it in the schools. They don't get it in the around friends, stuff like that. They so-called friends. We're kind of watching out what they say and do, aren't we? You know, those type of things. But that being said, we just have to continue to I'm going one day at a time. That's why God always said, I'm glad he said that, because I know back in school, we used to have those kids that telling the kids, okay, what are you going to do in 10 years from now? What are you going to do this and you can do that? And the focus is totally off because it's not of the Lord. It's of the world. And, you know, they get wrong ideas in mind. They get everything you can think of to get to the top, whether it's greed, I don't care, or I'm selfish. You know, there's all kinds of things that this world's made of. And we know what's right and wrong, but you know the thing is, Satan does too. And the thing is, we won the war, didn't we? It's the battles, everyday battles. We need Christ. We need to pray. We need to read the Word. That's communication. Ask not, receive not. So you ask and you should receive. Now, if it's about a self-centered thing for Tom, yeah, no, God's going to say, no, why don't you stop and think about that, Tom? Why don't you sit down and take time with me for a moment, read the Word. And what do you think? He's going to question me. And is it for my glory? Is it his glory or my glory? Am I boasting in myself or am I boasting in him? It's about him. And we know that. Now, you know, those are simple things. It's like daily things. Oh, yeah, I know. I've heard that and this and that. But take it serious. And, you know, we'll get through this time. This particular year is going to be a rough year, I think, going right down to the end because of things going on, as we know. But one day at a time, and if don't worry about yesterday, what you didn't do yesterday, that's gone. You'll never get that time back. But what are you going to do today? You know, starting today. If you're not praying, God's asking you to step out, pray with the family. The kids, I know at certain ages, they have to get to bed early, certain ones, the little ones. That's fine, but pray for them. But mom and dads, they're leading right now. So until they leave the nest, and that's going to be a tough one on all of us, isn't it, when our kids leave the nest. But the thing is, I was trying to think, the radio show I listened to, it was out of Colorado, and I can't think of it. Yeah. What's that again, Jim? Focus on the Family. The gentleman that the head there, I can't think of his name, sorry. James Dobbs, and boy, I'm glad you got, I got back up here. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. That's what we did. Pastor, okay. But... Oh, please. You mean, okay, well, you know, you can pray for me later on. You know. No, anyway, no, all kidding aside, those two pastors were on the radio then. I just hadn't listened to radio, just sitting there, it was on a Friday night, and he says, you know, all these kids, all these children you're talking about, all you can do is pray. That's, if that's all we can do, that's awesome. That's all God's calling us to do. You say, go out there and be with your child. You just flew out to California. Going to a four-year school, maybe USC. I don't go to Stanford, all of them. I just, you name any of them. MIT, could be Harvard, could be anything. Could be all of them. Could be Florida, you know, anywhere. But wherever they are, if they have been brought up in the Lord, if they have, pray. Continue to pray, because you're going to need that. So I'm thankful. I am thankful for times like this because those kids, like, they're a future. Like I said, there's another generation coming, and we, and what we're going to do is we're always going to be a prayer warriors. And they're going to see that, and that's going to help them.
That mic is failing.
Testing. Who? You hear me still? Okay. So, okay, so things like that. Just common sense things, as we were saying, I'm saying right now. God's just filling me up. He just continues to, I'm getting empty. He's going to get me back to full here in a second. So the thing is, it's things don't stop. It's an ongoing thing every single day. You've got something new. You got someone to pray for new. It's a new situation. That's awesome. I'll tell you, all these prayers and see, effectual, fervent prayer of righteous man avails much. See what that's done around us. You know, if I started listening, you know I'm going to forget somebody. So the thing is, God, he's here and he loves every one of you right where you're at. And that's online too, people. You know, just be confident in the Lord and these things coming ahead too. We need him. He is the way, the truth, the life. So I'm just asking, even if it's also a day of salvation, so if you'll listen for the first time, you need,
I just say you confess that you're a sinner. You thank the Lord for dying on the cross for you, and then you ask him to come into your heart. Now, people do that different ways. Some people I've just heard come into my heart, and they receive him as Lord and Savior. So those things are essential, like I say. It's an ongoing life out there that we need. Ooh, am I losing it too? Older, lower. Okay, very good. So anyway, please do those things. God's here. He's in control. Sits right here, the Father, still looking down, seeing what's going on in your life, waiting for each one of us to say, Father, can you help me with this? You know what you did with your earthly fathers? Would you do that? You ask him, say, hey, Dad, I don't know how to do this. Can you help me? Would you do that? And you know what we'd do? He'd help you, wouldn't he? Now here we have a heavenly Father that's going to go into with an internal life. And when you get there, you're going to be dancing in the streets. I can just picture those type of things we keep on saying. One thing I just like to share. Okay. Is Mike and Jen right here? I had a moment. And it was kind of rough there for a minute. I was praying for Michael and Jen and Jasmine. I want to tell you how I felt. I was in some tears for a few minutes, quite a few minutes actually. And God wanted me to share that with Jen and Mike. And he's trying to tell me, he said, you know, I've got Jasmine here. She's smiling. And she says, we're going to have church. Just like Pastor is sharing with us. And he's saying, he's going to be with Mike and Jen to leave this earth and join her in the eternal life. I wanted to share that. That was what I had written down. Kind of forgetting that for a moment. God just reminded me of that right now. Very essential that God loves everybody here. He's touching lives, like I say, but this particular one, I remember reading in the Word about Jesus wept. I kind of sense a thing like that. You know, he wept about twice that we know of. I kind of sense him going into that as God was working through me, and just tears were coming out of my eyes. We had a time here, it was blessed. So Tom and Jen, I want you to always think of those times. We love you. But we let you know, God loves every person here. Rob and the rest of them. Gene, all of, you know, there's many people here. And the thing is, don't forget him. He's in our corner. And he loves you. Don't ever forget that. He's a good God. And he'll be there with you to the end. And the end is when our soul, you know, absent body, present with the Lord. So those type of things, when you think you're down and out, and I think of those people in apartments by themselves, in a nursing home and whatever, and they think I'm alone, it's not, you know, just thinking, nobody's going through what I'm going through right now, that type of thing. Well, there is. God has. When he came down, he marked that person or these other people. He marked your steps. And he's gone. Everything that we'll ever face, he's gone through it already. So he knows that. We know that, or we should. But when we get into the fire, who do you think is with you in the fire? He is. Just like Daniel in the furnace, too. Imagine that. You know, there's the fourth person in there. I haven't even smelling smoke on him. And then people that were overseeing everything, they're the ones who get burned the worst, or killed from it. Here, that's the type of protection God's giving us, and we got to rely on that. That's why he says, seek me first in my righteousness, and all these other things be added unto us. He is the way, the truth, the life. And you know, it's great. It's awesome that we have somebody in control that's looking at our daily lives 1 minute, 1 second at a time. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care how much time he spends with you, but you got to be alert. You got to be diligent. You got to do the things you're called to do. Do them and do them unto him. So we thank you for this time, Lord. We lift you up. We ask you for your presence just to touch each and every one of us, Father God, and help us grow because we need to do that, and we ask in your name. Amen. Amen. One thing I'd like to do just before we get started, John, I'd like to have Pastor Matthew and Kathy up front. We're going to give them like a farewell prayer. And we need it. And we need the thing, you know, once again, I say how important prayer is. When they come up, I want you all, everybody as a body, come on, we can surround this place, amen? And love on them. You know, they need that. They need, they're just like any of us. And
you might wonder what you meant by farewell prayer.
Yeah, Lord's in the helicopter watching you the whole time.